12:09. You're listening to Tonight with me, Lester. Now, recent news reports have been full of stories highlighting the flourishing black market of illegal cigarettes. But as supplies dwindle and prices skyrocket, how long will smokers in South Africa be prepared to bear the risk and, more importantly, the financial pain as it lingers? Also, along with cigarettes and other tobacco products, was also the banning of e-cigarettes, vapes and other products. How has it affected that market? CEO of VPASA, which is the Vaping Products Association of South Africa, Asanda Khoi, joins us on the line. Asanda, thanks so much for joining us. A lot of focus has been placed on cigarettes during this ban, during the lockdown. How has it been affecting the e-cigarettes and vaping side of the sector?
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, you are correct. And I think the fact that the conversation has centered so much around the woes of big tobacco, people have lost sight of what it means for the electronic vapor products industry, which I'm sure you would know is a very small industry that before COVID was poised to grow exponentially. So we're currently looking at predictions that include the potential closure of close to 500 vapor SMEs across South Africa. And what differentiates our industry is that we are made largely of small businesses, of individuals who themselves have quit smoking and found a less harmful alternative through vaping. So we have been hit hard, and our consumers as well are unable to get their safe alternatives to tobacco. And as you said, some of them are reverting to back to tobacco, which is obviously not wise at this point.
Now, in last year's medium-term budget statement, the finance minister announced that e-cigarettes would also now start to come under taxation. And along with the black market trade of particularly of cigarettes, that's a lot of revenue that's being lost to the fiscus. Are we seeing something similar in the e-cigarette sector? Are people going around looking for illicit or maybe black market vaping products and oils and things they use to smoke these e-cigarettes with?
Yes, we are. I mean, we don't have the exact numbers because we haven't actually collated that data. But what we've seen is over and above individuals who are craving and addicted to nicotine, over and above not being able to get their vaping e-liquid, they have to contend with the fact that there's no clear idea of when it would become available. So yes, there are individuals who have started mixing. We've heard of stories of people who are mixing in their own homes, which we hugely discourage because you don't know what you're mixing inside that concoction you're making. But then that is more dangerous for you actually than at not vaping at all. So we discourage that from the onset to say, do not mix juice at home. You need to buy from reputable shops that understand harm reduction and understand vaping and e-liquid.
You mentioned earlier in the discussion that the conversation has largely been centered around big tobacco, the big companies, BAT, Philip Morris, mainly being in contention here in South Africa. They are slowly setting their targets on the e-cigarette market, but you represent essentially the small guys, the small producers. Just how much of a threat would the big tobacco companies encroaching on the field of small producers? What kind of threat would that be?
I think for us, our biggest concern, Lester, right at this point, is South Africa is driven largely by the emerging small businesses. We know that we are a country that supports the development of small businesses. However, the way things are happening at the moment, we are killing that very group of businesses that we as a country are always saying we support. So we don't look at big tobacco as they will come in and crunch on the industry, but rather we are saying there's room for everyone, but our concern, Vipassa's concern, is with those 500-odd SMMEs who are currently struggling and who are asking that the ban be lifted because we are not tobacco. And I think that's where it gets frustrating, is that we are always clubbed under tobacco, but we are a less harmful alternative to tobacco, which is an important distinction to make.
Pulmonologists would say, would argue that anything that you ingest that is not air is not necessarily healthy for you. But you are saying that e-cigarettes, vaping products are at least healthier than yes, cigarettes, and yes, probably more healthier than the illegal knockoff black market cigarettes that we see flooding the streets at the moment.
Precisely, precisely. And I think when we look at global trends on what has been happening in other countries where electronic vapor cigarettes and allowing the sale of these via either shops or online, you see that there is a recognition. So some markets are very have a very permissive attitude towards vaping, because the likes of Public Health England, your IP have recognized that vaping is not without risk. Let me be clear. We are not saying it is 100% safe, but they have gone as far as to say it is 95% less harmful than tobacco. So that's an important point to make, that, and it is not for people who do not smoke. So vaping is mainly for people who smoke and are looking for a less harmful alternative. I cannot stress that enough, because I think that's where the confusion happens, where people use vaping and smoking interchangeably because they think it's the same thing. It is not.
Has the industry, has Vipassa made representations to the National Corona Coordinating Council, under which was taking recommendations for what to implement and what restrictions there should be under level 3 of the lockdown?
We started actually from before they announced level when the initial announcement, and I think it was the 23rd of March, we started making representation. And what we saw there, when the regulations came out, we were clubbed under tobacco products. But you would have noticed subsequent to that, in regulating for level 4, they put a different description under Regulation 27. So it read tobacco, tobacco products, e-cigarettes and related products. So that said to us that there is a recognition that e-cigarettes are different to tobacco products. But that's not enough. What we are saying is we've provided them with the data. We've provided them with the evidence of vaping being a safer alternative, and yet they're refusing to see that bit, which for us is, doesn't make sense. Because availing vapor products is actually in keeping with the imperatives to safeguard the gains that government has made in tobacco harm reduction.
Because I don't think we have the clear public health issues regarding smoking and inhaling things that are not air. But I think another argument that there was is that cigarettes encourages sharing, as the minister says, when people zor, and if you know that reference, then well, good on you. And that people would share their cigarettes and therefore, you know, spreading. I don't know any of my friends who share their vapes.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because it is a key distinction of the industry. Vapers do not share devices amongst each other, and it's a very important distinction to keep in mind. And I think by the very nature of the ingredients that we use, when we look at hygiene. So, for example, vape shops already adhere to a strict sanitizing protocol. And that's because there's a presence of nicotine in the majority of vaping liquids that they sell. So that's a default for us. So that's why when we made our ask, we said, allow vaping shops to open, and we will keep to the advisories, obviously, of social distancing, sanitizing, all of that stuff. But beyond that, the online avenue is an easier one to open, because a lot of our shops do have an online presence. So that not only then answers the need for people who need their vape juice, but it also helps keep the industry going so that it doesn't die. Mm.
Asanda Koyede, she's the CEO of the Vapor Products Association of South Africa.